It's hard to imagine a place once known for mining iron would become an area that was later recognized for growing bountiful crops, but that's exactly what happened here. And thanks to that fact, you may just get one of your favorite holiday dishes. The story is today's feature on the American Countryside.
Tis the season to give the gifts on every farmer's list. Visit shopfarmjournal.com, where every item is marked down with the lowest prices of the season. Find great gift ideas for under $20, like the popular I Farm Like a Girl shirt, the colorful 2016 Dairy Today calendar, American Countryside books, and more, each for under $20. And be sure to check out the best-selling So God Made a Farmer signed print, priced under $50. You heard it right, a beautiful signed print for under $50. And you'll receive a free gift with every order. It's a sale you won't want to miss. Before you finish your shopping, be sure to visit shopfarmjournal.com for the lowest prices of the season on books, DVDs, signed prints, apparel, and much more. Find it all at shopfarmjournal.com. That's shopfarmjournal.com.
Glenn Reed helps oversee a farm that is over a century and a half old.
A.D. Makepeace Cranberry Company was started by Abel Dennison Makepeace. It was started about the mid-1800s.
Early in the 19th century, this area of southeastern Massachusetts was known for producing iron, though.
It wasn't a very good iron. It was found in the marshes up here. And what they'd do is they'd actually float the iron down these canals and down to the mills down below and make nails and cannonballs, things like that.
But in the latter half of the century, better iron was found to the west, and another industry, so to speak, moved in.
So a lot of the iron mills around here closed up and went out to Pennsylvania, left this area open for growing cranberries. It was a good area for growing cranberries. A lot of swamps, cedar swamps, maple swamps, brown brush swamps, that were easily converted into cranberry bogs.
Cranberries grew naturally around the swamps here, so early farmers knew this would be a good location to begin larger production of the crop.
Cranberries take a lot of water and a lot of sand, which we have both of. So in the 1800s, you needed the water. You need to have the berries flooded different parts of the day, different times of the year, for irrigation, for frost, and for winter floods.
Today, production has changed, although the sandy soils and ample water of the area are still a great asset. And next time, we'll look at just how the operation works on the largest such farm in the world. As we travel the countryside in Wareham, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McRae.